Boys, South Sydney, the first grand final since 1971, and there's no doubt, we're talking about George Piggins a little bit earlier, and there's no doubt without George Piggins' financial help, his passion and his determination to get South in the competition, they would be a distant memory, a little bit like the North Sydney Bears. And I tell you, we're lucky enough to have George on the line right now. G'day, George. Welcome to Triple M, mate.
Good morning, Matt.
They're cheering, George.
Yeah. Well, George, big round of applause, mate. What time are you getting to the game, pal?
Oh, I'm getting picked up about 20 to 4, I think.
Yeah. Now, mate, I think I've spoken to a couple of South Sydney supporters today. They're hopeful of running into you, mate. A lot of people that just want to walk up and say thank you. It's a distant memory from that day of the march, pal.
Yeah, look, I don't care who saved South, you know, as long as I was saved. That was the main thing, you know. You know, when you see McBurney Avenue last night down there at Mascot and see how the people love the South Sydney side, well, I don't care who you were, you want to see it saved, that's for sure.
George, how are you feeling right now?
Oh, I don't know how I feel right now, wouldn't you know what I mean? Like, I suppose that life's changed so much because I've been out of it for about 8 years now and I've probably do other things, and I suppose it's hard time to turn it all back round, I suppose, you know what I mean? You think, well, what do I want to go to the football for? Because I haven't been there for 8 years, you know what I mean? So I suppose those things are running through my head, isn't it?
Are you more at peace now with what happened back when the club was bought by the owners? A lot of people, I can't forgive what happened that a lot of people did during that time, because they turned you into a bit of a pariah at the club, because your feeling back then, which was, I think, more than reasonable, was that the club should never be owned by anybody, because if, for example, right now there's a $7 million debt out against the club, and if the owners decide to call that in, then the club simply folds because they can't afford that. So that's how vulnerable they are. Now, Peter Holmes of Court and Russell Crowe have said they won't sell the club, yet that's the reality of where they are at right now. You've always wanted the club owned by the community.
Well, I did, and what I mean is they say they won't sell the club, but who sold the Leagues Club?
Exactly, they did.
Oh.
So, but, mate, let's not go too far over that, but the fact is, it was very bitter back then. Are you feeling better about where things are now? Have you sort of calmed down, I suppose, in your feelings about the club now being privately owned?
Oh, look, it doesn't worry me one way or the other, really. What I mean, at the end, by the beginning of the year, if Russell Crowe didn't own it, it probably would have folded.
Mm.
You know, so, you know, if he would have called his mate or something like that, well, they were dead. So, I said, you know, we've got to have a Russell Crowe or someone who's got, you know, as rich as him anyway.
Hey, Georgie, do you still watch the boys play every week on TV?
Yeah, I still watch them on TV.
Yeah, mate, forwards battle, who do you think's going to win that today?
Well, what I mean, does he'll have them really primed up. Canterbury and South are going to be really on their game to make sure they match him, because, you know, they're going to come out and they know where South's strong points are. He do all his homework, so it's going to be a tough game, a very tough game, but I think South's in a pinch.
Yeah, South's in a pinch, there you go. Now, George, I was talking on Fox Sports the other night, we were just talking about some of the memories of my dad always tells me about the time. I mean, the most famous incident with yourself,
Matthew,
is the great
memory.
Sorry, mate.
I'll get shot.
Mate, my great memory is my dad used to say you and Malcolm really squaring off against each other. But the other one my dad tells me about is the day that you played third grade and a bloke actually headbutted you and you swallowed your tooth.
Mm. Yeah.
But not a lot of fun.
Well, I had a lot of fun, but what I did, I shouldn't have done. So I suppose, you know what I mean? I suppose it's all right when you're a 70-year-old man, you think back at it and that, but you know what I mean? You got to think yourself, you know, if you're a coach and then a bloke done it, you'd be pulling him off yourself.
I like the story when you said that, you know, you chased a bloke, gave him a few and actually kicked him a few times, and the referee ran over and said, listen, if you blokes do that again, I'll send yous off.
Yeah, well, that was his first game, third grade. His name was Robinson, I think, and you know what I mean? And I suppose when you read the paper, it just sounded that much worse.
George, when the club was going through that period, it was such a golden era. I was talking to Bobby McCarthy during the week, and I had Arco on one side of me and I had Bobby McCarthy on the other, and they were talking about how Bobby McCarthy said to Ken Arthurson, "You'll never beat us," because he said at the time he was looking to try and buy players from around the world like Malcolm Reilly and that. He said, "The only way you'll get us is to break us up." And unfortunately, that was what happened. Arco thought, "You might be right there." So he went in and he got Ray Brannigan and John O'Neill and whatnot. It's been a tough road, hasn't it?
The days that, you know, clubs more or less that could, you know, like these clubs and that could produce big money and hand it over to their football club. Well, and naturally, you're going to have a different price setting in areas where, you know, South was a poor area, and unfortunately, we just couldn't give the players what they wanted.
Yeah. Hey, George, mate, we won't keep you any longer, mate. It's a great pleasure to talk to you on this day. We hope when you get to the game, mate, you have a great day, you enjoy yourself. I know a lot of the South Sydney fans would love to run into you, shake your hand and just say thanks, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Matty. Yeah, but I'll be there. No risk.
Good on you, George. Thank you. George Piggins there, a South Sydney legend and deserves today to be, as I said before, when people come past, shake his hand, you know. I know he's nervous about coming to the game, but he shouldn't be, can't he?
No, he shouldn't be. It's return of the king as far as I'm concerned. George Piggins is the reason South Sydney is still around. And I think, I look at some of these blogs sometimes, and some of the people that are critical have got tremendously short memories or tremendously limited intelligence, because George is the man. George is the guy, the reason South Sydney here today.
I asked him the other night, I said, was there ever a time during the fight to get Southie back in that he thought this might not be worth it? And he said, yeah. He said, it nearly sent me under. He said, I mortgaged my house, my farm and my business to get this team back in the competition. But sometimes how quickly some people forget.
Exactly.
And so we're going to take a break. And when we come back, a little bit later, we're going to catch up with Steve Blocker-Roach.